We've been looking for a home in a great neighborhood, but they're all too small. Then we heard about the FHA 203K loan program, where we can add a room. We found the perfect house, but there's been no updating it for many years. Then we heard about the FHA 203K, where we can buy that home and get the money to fix it up, all in one low interest rate loan. What a great idea.
Hey, this is Mike Young with Love My Renovation Project, where we discuss all things regarding both renovations of the 203K and the Homestyle Renovation Mortgage, to name a few, with seven other renovation mortgages that I'm aware of and we work with. So if you're not doing business with all of them, you're not doing business as much as you could. Had several calls in the last couple of weeks regarding our 203K property inspection app. Creates the report for your home inspection required by the 203K program, not necessary for the Homestyle or the other programs. Okay, so, but it works with anybody's software, not just ours. It is available on the Android only. The issue turned out to be that I had changed banks and forgot to tell them where to put the money. So they took the app down to get my attention instead of sending me an email. Oh, well, I guess that's the way it was. This application is for all FHA consultants who make the required property inspection. It makes the process a little faster. You do your inspection in the field. You can send it back to your office so it's sitting on your desk, and then just add it to your standard PDF forms or plug it into your software wherever it may go. You just need to write the bid specifications once you return to your office if you haven't already done that in the field as well. Secondly, we included a 442 and compliance inspection report form with it. There was some chatter on the, I think it was 203K Home, is it 203K Pros on Facebook the other day, and they're debating whether or not these things can be done by us. Yes, they can. The requirement is, since they were deregulated, you just have to know how to do them. And if you need to know how to do them, we're happy to show that to you. It looks very similar to your back page of the 203K draw inspections. So while most 203Ks and other renovation projects go off without a hitch, from time to time, the homeowner or the consultant may find themselves with an issue that they'd like to talk to someone about. Well, that's one of the reasons we're here. We're happy to talk to you about it either on the radio or if you go to 203K911.com. You can go down to the Contact Us form, fill it out, tell us a little bit about your problem, and give us a time and maybe a couple times and dates that we can call you back. Otherwise, we'll send you an email and let you know when you can call us back. Frankly, we prefer that because it's easier to pick the phone up than it is to stop everything and look the number up, dial it, and wait, and then find out that you think I was a robo-call when I wasn't, and don't answer it. Anyway, there's a lot of consultants out there that think there's not enough work for them. Well, I can tell you this. I can go into any city in the United States and within 60 days have 40 jobs going. That's just the way it is. And if you've got more consultants in that area, then it's all the better. The more consultants there are in an area, the more work they all will do. That's just the nature of the beast. They got more people talking it up. The chatter gets big, makes more interest in the product. All of a sudden, everybody's doing more work. It's a phenomena commonly referred to as all the ships, when the flood comes and the waters rise, all ships in the harbor rise with it. So if you didn't get adequate training and you don't know how to do that, you may want to go to 203ksoftware.com and sign up for our training course. It's only $489, and you're going to make four or five times that with one job. So it doesn't make sense for you not to know how to market your products, your renovation. Okay, so in the meantime, if you have a topic you'd like us to discuss in more specific terms and you don't want to be on the radio, feel free to call us most of the time, not between 1 and 2 p.m. That's when I'm on the radio. So anyway, let's see what we got in store for us today. I'm trying to figure out where we are. Okay. I thought we would talk a little bit about some renovation projects that I have found interesting over the years. I know that there was a lender, a major lender, that was trying to get by with septic system repairs on the Limited or Streamline 203K, as it used to be called. I had a call years ago from HUD saying that if it's a septic repairs, it's not a, that's considered a standard 203K. And I'm thinking, well, if somebody was doing it as a limited and didn't use a consultant, why would that affect me, and why would you be telling me? And they laughed and said, yeah, because you get the word out. So, and then when he told me who they caught doing that, it was one of my larger customers. So we were happy to straighten that out and get more business. But years ago, we had a 203K in the mountains. It had a septic issue. But more than that, it had a large redwood tree. Maybe it was 24 inches in diameter, and it had grown too close to the house. That's what happens with redwood trees. They keep growing. This particular one, they asked for variance in order to cut the tree down, and you don't do that in a redwood forest. So the house had to be cut around the tree. Luckily, at this point, it was just the roof that had to be cut back. The roof eaves made a little bigger to allow the tree to grow, but it would be maybe 10 years, 15 years, and that house is going to have to be built around the tree. They're going to have to make an adjustment. So it's kind of hilarious. We had one that I thought was really interesting because the only thing that really had to be done was replacement of a deck. Well, you can do that with a 203K. If the house, there's nothing wrong with it, but the deck is unsafe, that becomes a health and safety issue. So it's very easy to use the 203K to fix that. In this case, the house was about 1,200 square feet, and the deck was 3,000 square feet. It was a huge deck. They were sitting on the side of a hill, and they could look out over a valley that you wouldn't believe. It's a beautiful views. The only derogatory thing I could think about it is that at the bottom of one of those canyons was a gun club. So during the day or the daylight hours, you would hear the guns popping all afternoon. So not the best from that aspect, but they were, you get used to that, I guess, after a while. Anyway, so let's see, where are we at? Okay. We had another one in the Los Altos Hills that consisted of two structures. The first being a small log home that had a deck off the rear. Again, very, very nice views. And then a large a garage structure that had, gosh, it had a laundry room in it. And then further down was a workshop. Further down was a two-car garage, and then another one-car garage. Had room for their RV. Upstairs, they had an in-law unit. So the borrowers were able to move into the in-law unit and stay there during the course of construction. In the small log home, they were adding on to it. Once they added on to it, they also put a large deck in the front of the house, but it's the back from the street. It was the back of the house. And again, it was right on a cliff or a hill, and they could look out over vast forests in every direction from the back of the house, 180-degree view. And that was the key to that property. That view was worth a lot of money. If you could see beyond the forest, you would see the Pacific Ocean, but you couldn't. Let's see, we are a bit early. So One of the favorite ones is an old brick, unreinforced masonry structure with two roll-up doors. It was an automobile mechanic shop. And it was this one was in Oakland on 38th Avenue. And the fun part about it was ugly as head. And the residential properties had moved in all around it, kind of squeezing it out. But it was an ugly brick building with ugly roll-up doors. And we put a demising wall down the middle, breaking it into two old warehouses, and then actually two units. And we made them live-work. So they could literally drive in the roll-up door, park their trucks, and then walk into their house, pull the roll-up door down, and be secured. One of them, I believe they had a roll-up door, then they rolled it up and they put in a glass storefront door. So the roll-up door stayed there merely as a security door. I stopped by there not too long ago and was going to see if I couldn't figure out who had the place before and get reacquainted. When I walked in the door, the guys that were standing in there said, oh, look, it's Mike Young. And they were still living in that and working out of that mixed-use building, which I thought was pretty cool. It's nice to see that these things have longevity. So anyway, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with you. So stay tuned.
We've been looking for a home in a great neighborhood, but they're all too small. Then we heard about the FHA 203K loan program, where we can add a room or two when we purchase and get a single loan to cover both the purchase and the room addition. What a great idea!
Appreciate you staying with us. You call us if you want to be part of the show at 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear your feedback and your questions. Getting back to what we were talking about, some mixed-use buildings. Well, you could turn them into live-work. We had another one that was a grocery store, primarily Indian or East Indian foods, and the guy had inherited this building with a couple, three stories of residential above a store. And he was running the store and had been for years. The upstairs, he took me through it. The whole idea was to renovate the residential portions of his building, paint the exterior in full. And when we got upstairs, the building had been gutted. Over the years, they had stripped all the copper out of it. There was no plumbing. There was no electrical. Speak of, you know, very minimal. The fun part of this one was that by the time I put this together for the young man, he was in tears when I showed him that because of the high rents in San Francisco, he was going to be making about $10,000 a month on the residential structure that had been empty for all those years. The mortgage payments, as I recall, were about $3,000 a month. So he still had $7,000 a month positive cash flow. And he was in tears. He said, I never in my life thought I would be able to retire. Never in my life. And he was just so beside himself. And he said, I've been sitting on this for so many years, not realizing what I had and what my father had really left me. So he's talking about selling the store, taking that income, put it in his bank, and then his cousin wanted to buy the store, so he was going to be there. Since he lived in the building, he could run out to the store, run downstairs rather, and watch the store while his cousin went out to get the groceries or whatever he had to do to restock the shelves. See, another mixed-use building we had in Berkeley turned out to be it was an old gas station. And over the years, somebody had converted it to a residential. mixed-use building already. We went in there. It was kind of dated, at least. At a minimum, was it dated. And what we did was we took it and updated the entire living area. And this was being bought or by someone who needed the roll-up doors. Now, he had the roll-up doors that used to be there for the gas station. There was just three or four of them. One of them stayed a roll-up door for access to the very rear of the building off the driveway where he could bring in his artwork to work on. And two of the roll-up doors actually opened up into his living area. So he could sit there and roll the doors wide open and enjoy the fresh air, so to speak. And then the front part of the house was his entry, his living room, and his kitchen and bedrooms. One of the bedrooms had a roll-up door as well. So these are all kinds of potential that you could use for your 203K. Again, 203K, you have to be owner-occupant. So you've got to be living in one of the units. If there's only one, then that's the one you're going to live in. Typically, when you are selling, as a realtor, you're selling these mixed-use buildings and warehouses, you're looking at getting 35% down, 35% down payment. If you don't turn it into a 203K, you limit the number of people who can afford 35% down payment. By turning it into a 203K, making it live, work, and so forth, or mixed use, what just fell. Anyway, by doing that, you're going to save the clients, and they get in there with a 3.5% down payment. 3.5 instead of 35, so it opens you up to a lot more potential clients. Now, 203K, let's see, that's the Berkeley one, and we had the gas station. Oh, we had one in Berkeley that we did years ago that was two stories, so you had two flats, effectively. They took the upstairs flat, and then they made the downstairs a rental unit, which paid for the mortgage. And then the garage and so forth was where he made totem poles. So this is a unique, very selective type of a business. But the guy had a couple of totem poles that he was working on when I was going and doing the draws, and it was amazing to see a totem pole going from start to finish as you put the house together. I do want to mention that there's no such thing as a 203K loan. It's a 203K guaranteed. FHA is half of HUD, or Housing and Urban Development. It's made up of FHA, which is an insurance company that insures the lender that their money is going to be safe if they'll take a chance and underwrite it under the guideline. The VA is part of HUD, and it is a lender. VA loans are 100% loans, or can be, to military people that were in the military, veterans. So if you've ever been a veteran, that's a potential. In California, they have another loan out there that is called the CalVet Loan Program. So if you have had some bad experience, you're making good money now, you've got a lot of money in the bank, you can go to CalVet and get, with 30% down, not even get a credit check. So every realtor should understand that, because there are people that have cash that don't have any good credit anymore for one reason or another, and they can still buy a house, and that's a potential sale for you as a realtor. Now, if a realtor utilizes the 203K and the Homestyle Loan programs, or Loan Guarantee Program in case of the FHA, then you're going to be way ahead of the game. Way ahead of the game. Because you could potentially sell every house you show. Wouldn't that be fun? So as you're showing a house to a client, you've already done your homework. And there are no houses that fit every criteria they've listed. So what do? You take the one that meets their criteria mostly, or two that show it mostly. But if you're going to start selling these things as everyone you show, you could easily go out there, take them to a house that almost meets their criteria, because there are none that do meet it fully, and walk through the house and tell them, hey, I understand that this does not meet all of your expectations, but let's look at it and make a list of the things that it doesn't meet so I can better understand your needs. Okay? So then walk through the house and they say, well, doggone, this does, if it was just 4 bedrooms instead of 3 and 3 baths instead of 2, this would be perfect for us. And then talk to them, explain to them that we can make it that under the 203K, they're going to move into this house and we're going to add a bedroom and a bathroom. So we could add another master suite and they could redo any parts of it and change any colors, paint it, do whatever else they want to do it to it as well. So realtors out there that don't want to do the 203K, and I know there's a bunch of you, and most of it is for poor reasoning, bad thinking. You heard from somebody who heard from somebody who did a 203K 25, 30 years ago and had nothing but headaches. So you just don't want to do it. Give me the newest realtor in your office and let me train them. And he's going to do 203Ks all day, every day. I used to love to ask this question in front of real estate groups. I'd say, how many people get a guy walk in their office or a family walks in the office and says, hey, I'd like to buy a house? And one of the first questions you ask them is, well, how much of a down payment do you have? And they said, oh, well, I've always heard about no money down real estate. I don't have any down payment. Or I have, you know, a couple $1,000. Which is not really a down payment, is it? And you swing the door shut on them and try to catch them in the butt as you send them out the door. Don't send them out the door anymore. And when I do this at real estate offices or more like association meetings, I usually get about, I don't know, 15 or 20 people that start offering, well, I had one of those yesterday, and somebody else said I had 3 or 4 this week. I said, don't send them a door. You got a brand new associate in the room that just became a realtor who doesn't have all your prejudices yet and all your ill feeling about the 203K. Send them over to those guys. Have them bring them to me, and I will explain to them how to sell those houses. At that point, they said, well, why should we send them away if you can sell them? And I just laugh. I said, oh, so you're greedy now, too. Well, we knew that. You're going to send them out the door yesterday, but today you want to sell them a property. You don't send them out the door ever. They are a future customer. So even if you can't sell them a house today, don't be ornery to them. Don't be swinging the door and trying to catch them on the way out the door. Talk to them. Find out their needs. You know, if you've been a veteran anywhere in the United States, wherever you lived, and you have a down payment of 30%, you can get a CalVet loan in California, regardless of where you didn't have to be a resident of California before you went in. That used to be a requirement, but no longer. They've got so much money, the last time I talked to them, that they're looking for any veteran that, no matter where you lived before, if you're moving to California, you can use the CalVet loan. And if you've got 30% down, they won't check your credit. Now, they're not going to give you a no-money-down deal, but VA might if you're a veteran. So do your homework. Don't send these people out the door yet. Find out just what they might qualify for. They just might surprise you. Okay? Now, there's also some deals out there with the REIA, Real Estate Investment Association. there's a lot of investors that pay cash and buy houses. And a lot of them are very aware that if they keep that house for 13 months, that they get capital gains treatment on the income and not ordinary income, which is going to save them money. They quite often will finance a house. And because they have money and they own the house free and clear, they might pay your commission. Write the deal that way. So, realtors, if you haven't been to an REIA meeting, look it up. If you're in California, then put REIA in a search window, California. And pick the ones that are closest to you. Go visit their, have one of their meetings. It'll cost you $35, but that's a cost of doing business. So, pay attention to what's going on around you. Learn. Don't just say 203Ks out the door, I'm not going to do it, because they aren't that difficult to do. We had a new lender doing their very first 203K some time ago, and she said, what do I do? I don't have a clue. I told her what to do. She closed her first full 203K in about 30 days, not 31 days. She could have done it in 29 if she'd have known a little bit more about it. I think she's going to do the next one in 29 or 28, maybe even less. So it's important that you don't just throw people out the door that are potential customers. You got to do your homework with them. Just because they're trying to buy something with no money down doesn't make them a bad person. They may be smarter than you think. You just have to know how to sell that person. I remember years ago I was buying a lot of real estate, and my realtor didn't want anything to do with it. He's one of my best friends, and he said, I don't want to do that. I just don't understand it. And then he'd see escrow after escrow close, and he came back to me and says, can you explain to me exactly what you're doing again? How are you buying all this real estate? And I explained it to him, and he said, well, let me try one. So he did, and another one, and another one, and another one, and he started selling property that way. Anyway, if you want to be part of the show today, call us at 888-627-6008. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything, maybe a question. We'll be right back after this short break, so stay tuned.
We found the perfect house, but there's been no updating it for many years. Then we heard about the FHA 203K, where we can buy that home and get the money to fix it up, all in one low interest rate loan. What a great idea.
Hey, we're back with you. That didn't take long. Again, if you want to be part of the show, call us at 888-627-6008. Picking up where we left off, while the 203K or any renovation loan for that matter may not be an everyday event in your life, it should be a tool that you use on a regular basis. A little while ago, I just got a phone call on a Sunday. Missed the call, couldn't get quite to the phone quite fast enough, but when I called him back, the guy says, hey, it's Alex, you remember me? We did a 203K 5 years ago on a multifamily house. And we're getting ready to buy a single-family house now and move up and keep this as a rental. So you're looking to do a 203K again. So that's the best kind of referral you can get, is when you have a customer that's coming back and buying his second or third renovation product. So if you have an issue, if you're having an issue, you already did a 203K and nothing's gone right, everything's gone wrong, it could go wrong, give us a call. You know, I am not above helping somebody. In fact, years ago I was asked to be a speaker in, it was in Antioch. I want to say Coons Realty, C-O-O-N-S, Coons Realty. It seemed like there was two names on the door, but anyway, I get there at 7 a.m. I can't believe I took that on. But I got there, and I'm looking at the board, waiting for the meeting to start and everybody to get in seated. And there was a wall with all their real estate associates on the wall, and there was a young lady up there, and I had done some work with her, and I didn't realize she was in this office. So I'm looking up there, and I said, uh-huh, very good. So then they invited me in the room, and they introduced me, and we started our talk, but I could see that only about half of the people were even looking towards me, and the other half were, I won't say what I was going to say, shooting something, but they weren't listening to me. They were talking with each other in any case. So I asked, is so-and-so here? And she says, yes, I'm right here. And I look down, and she's sitting right in the front row with her full attention toward me. And I'm thinking, yeah, I thought you were a blonde. I said, I just saw your picture outside, and it was blonde. She says, well, women change their hair color now and then. But I told her, I said, I'm Mike Young. And she stood up, come up and put her arms around me and gave me a kiss on the cheek and said, thank you so much, and sat back down. But that got everybody else's attention. And I said, I was hoping that that would do what I was planning, and that is get your attention so you'll stop talking. Anybody else that wants to talk, take it outside. Do not disturb the other people in this room or me. I've come here for a purpose. Now, why did your number one agent in this office come up and greet me that way when she just knew my name? Well, I'm going to tell you. She called me one day and said, look, we got a 203K. We're doing our first one. The lender's never done one. The consultant said you trained him, and he had never done one before, and I've never done one before. And he said that you would help us, so I did. I schooled their lender. I schooled each and every one of them in the process. They closed the loan in about 30 days. And they all looked at me and said, well, why are people saying it takes 45 to 60 days? And that's a good question. Because they can't let the team function is the answer. These people had nothing to lose by trying it the way we suggested and let the team function. But here I was, and I asked the lady right there, I said, how much money did you pay me for all the help I gave you? She said, I didn't pay you anything. And I said, nobody did. The lender didn't pay me anything. The consultant didn't pay me anything. But that's why we're here. We're here to help whoever asks. It doesn't matter if you took your training with us. It didn't matter if you'd never taken any training at all. If you're having an issue, pick up the phone and call. The phone numbers ring on my cell phone. If you're calling our 877 number, it'll ask you to state your name. Don't hang up. That's not a reason for you to hang up. That's a reason to state your name. Because while you're stating your name, I'm hearing it. And I immediately punch the one and I say, hi, Bill, how are you? Or hi, Mary, how are you? But if you just hang up, I don't get the opportunity to do that. And then you make me have to go look up. I can go online and find out your phone number real quick because it's all recorded on my system. So we just don't want to do those things. If it asks your name, just state your name. A lot of people stay on the phone. They just don't state their name. So I punch one, and I said, hello, who am I speaking with? Oh, I thought I was getting a recording. I said, well, the recording just said state your name. So you didn't do that, so I've got to ask you, what's your name? It's kind of a strange thing. We got a great phone system, but it does take your participation. If it asks you a question, just answer it. It's the only question it's going to ask you, and then it's going to put you right through to me. So it's not a problem. One of the other things that realtors quite often will sell a house and maybe sell it all cash because it's in bad condition and they want to close quickly. Did you know that you can refinance that house within 6 months? If you can close the refinance within 6 months of the original sales date, all the money you put into that house and the original purchase will be counted as money you're putting down now, which is pretty cool. Most lenders will tell you you cannot refinance for 6 months, and yet I just said you had to close within 6 months. What happens is the commission, they lose their commission. So if you're going to do that and they've done a good job for you, please use the same loan officer to close your refinance so he doesn't lose his commission or her commission. We're not trying to punish them in any way. But you need to have these feathers or these arrows in your quiver, so to speak, and know how to handle these different situations. But if you sell a house that needs work, have you really done the people, the buyers, a good deed? You know, maybe you did. I mean, I'm not saying you didn't. I'm just saying that, did you? I'm asking the question. We had a builder that bought a house, a fixer, and he was busy. And when I was called out, I was doing a radio show or a talk at a real estate office. And when I did that, somebody was aware or awake and said, you know, I've got a customer you need to talk to. So this one was in Vacaville, California. So I get over there, I make the appointment, go over to see the house, and it's pretty much gutted. The walls are framed, but somebody's taken out all the drywall. A lot of the electrical was still there. Some of it was missing. But I told the people, I said, what's going on? Just tell me the situation. And the husband says, well, we bought this fixer and we're going to live in it. It looked like they were already trying to live in it, as is, without any partition walls being fully drywalled. The bathroom was still drywalled, so that way that little convenient for them. But they were trying to live there with two kids and get the job done in his spare time, and he was busier than he'd ever been before. Lo and behold, story be told, he's not going to get this to happen and keep his wife happy too. So I showed them what they needed to do. He needed to assign some laborers to this project and get it done. His wife and him can't stand the extra stress. It is very difficult building a house with a married couple or in any way trying to renovate a decent sized renovation, and not, it's just too much strain on the relationship. So you need to assign somebody to get in here and work on it when you're working on your other jobs. And I don't like see self-help. I really don't, because the work that you're doing on your own house is always set aside for work that you can get paid on. And you think that, well, when things slow down, I'll be able to get my house done. Well, it doesn't quite work that way, does it? So you have to assign some people to work on this house constantly, every day, so that the family can see that it's happening, that it's going to get finished in a reasonable length of time. So I don't see anything here that's going to keep me from going to this next one. So, while the 203K renovation or any renovation project may not be an everyday event in your life, it is an everyday event in our lives. The consultants, most of them, I can vouch for, are decent people trying to do a good job for you. But in any case, if you need help in any way, something's not happening, and maybe you're a new consultant and just don't know how to get how to help the contractor get by and get out there and get it done. But the 203K Loan Guarantee Program is a team effort. And if you know what you're doing, then you'll be part of a good team. And if you don't, you know, you can create your own teams. Find a lender that knows what they're doing and partner with them. If you need some help, we train lenders on a regular basis. We train consultants. I think we had 4 or 5 new people sign up last week for our training. You know, we opened up a shop in Houston and immediately got busy. But there was very few lenders in the Houston area. Now there's a bunch of them. So if you're missing the 203K, you're missing a big potential part of your business. investors. Okay, your investors, if you go to the REIA, you can offer investors money to refinance or finance their investment properties. Using the home style loan by Fannie Mae, they can use second homes, or they can do investor properties where they're going to flip them. These are all good things. They're going to be a little more down payment. But typically an investor in these REIA meetings are buying, or they're paying all cash and buying houses and then using their own cash to fix them up. Is that really an investor? He got absolutely no risk, so he thinks he's an investor. But if you are a realtor and you've got a good investor and you buy one house a year, why not show him how to utilize the home-style renovation mortgage? Get a 30-year fixed rate on it. Typically, it's pretty low interest. We don't get into that part of it. You'll have to talk to your lenders to see what the interest rate is. But in any case, get out there and make him aware that he can do three or four for the same money and do three or four flips at a time. He might even be able to do eight of them in a year instead of one. So, in any case, if you're a realtor and the market is such that there is a shortage of properties on the MLS, there is typically not a shortage of properties. If you go to an REIA meeting and talk to the investors, they most all have properties for sale, and they're quite often fixed up. If you talk to the wholesalers, you can find some fixers. We see people all the time selling that there's no inventory. So right now, I don't think that's the problem, but it is, from what I hear, it's a seller's market. So who knows? You need to get out there, though, and make yourself known to the investors at the REIA meetings. We just saw a home a while back. It was purchased 3 months earlier, and renovation started, but the borrower found out about the 203K and is now doing a refinance to get the money to finish that renovation. It was taking a lot more cash and a lot more time than he anticipated when he first bought the house. Well, investors can buy and get the money to make those repairs using the Fannie Mae Homestead product, and it's available for second homes and owner builders. I mean, it's just so many aspects of it make it make sense for an investor. And a lender, if you're not talking to the REIA meetings and finding out who these investors are, you're missing the boat. There's a bunch of loans there to be had. So if you want to be part of the show today, call us at 888-627-6008. We're happy to talk to you. We'd love to hear your input. We'll be right back after this short final break for today.
We've been looking for a home in a great neighborhood, but they're all too small. Then we heard about the FHA 203K loan program, where we can add a room or two when we purchase and get a single loan to cover both the purchase and the room addition. What a great idea!
Hey, welcome back. Call us at 888-627-6008 if you want to be part of the show. This is a niche product for sure. I was a home inspector for 35, 40 years before I got into the 203K. I just thought the product was such a fabulous product and realized that I had to be part of this thing. In 1994, when they created consultants, I was in one of the first waves that consultants had put together there. And the fun part of it was I just felt it was a necessary job. What we do is we bid the job for the client. See, the client doesn't buy a house very often, and they can be stuck record pretty easily. I always go back to that example I did in Marin County for a 24-year-old girl buying her first house. She wanted it to look like a craftsman-style house, and it had a crappy style at the moment. But what she did to it was very, very good. She found a contractor that did craftsman-style houses all day, every day, and looked at his work, and was oohing and awing. And every time she oohed, the price, his bid went up, and every time she awed, it went up double. And we put a bid together in about 4 days at $159,000. Her contractor took another 4.5 weeks, get all of his subcontractors out there and bid the their respective jobs, and he just put his markup. My gut feeling is he put 30% profit, 30% overhead, but who am I? Anyway, the fun part was this, was when he came in with his bid at $298,000. Remember, we were at $159,000, he's at $298,000, and we're trying to figure out where in the world did he come up with that number? The borrower said, do you even know what you're doing, Mr. Young? And I said, well, let's put it out to bid and find out. So we did. We got a second bid, and they came in at $171,000. I was $159,000. So I asked the contractor, I said, I'm curious, how much contingency reserve did you build into this number? And he confessed. He said, well, I don't usually tell anybody that. I said, well, we have to show it, so I need to know how much it is so that I can set it aside and say this is contingency and this is how much it is. He said, oh, okay, I didn't realize that. It's $10,000. So his $171,000 came right down to $161,000 versus my $159,000. And the first thing out of the young lady's mouth was, shall we try to talk him down that $2,000? And I said, ma'am, it's less than 0.5%. Do we really need to talk him down? Or I don't think that's the precedent you want to set. I don't think that's the mode or mood you want to put this whole project in. He'll think you're going to nickel and dime him through the entire process. So let's just keep his dollars where they are, tell him he's got the bid, and let him get started. And she did, and it went well from what I hear. Oh, every once in a while, a realtor will tell me, we don't do many 203Ks because the FHA loan limits are way below our needs in this county. I was in Solano County, and I had a little time in my office, and I walked up a couple doors to a real estate office. It was a friend of mine, Bartels Realty, on Oliver Road in Fairfield. And I walked in there, and there was a gal on the desk. Usually they're pretty bored if nothing's coming in, and that was the case. And I asked her if she knew much about the 203K, and she said, that's an FHA loan, right? And I said, yes. And she says, their loan limits don't go near high enough for our county. And I said, really? What do you think they are? She said, oh, they only go up to about $200,000. And I said, oh, but what do you need? She said, well, we need at least $400,000 in our county. And I laughed, and I said, well, would you believe me if I told you they were about $475,000 or $455,000, something like that? And she says, oh, no, they're not anywhere near that. Well, I don't like to call people liars, so I said, I'll be back in a few minutes. And I went back to my office, and I printed it. I walked back down there, and I said, look at that, I was wrong. It isn't $475,000, it's $465,000. In fact, I think it was $462,500. And she was shocked. I said, you know what I just did for you by this new knowledge that you just got? I just opened your pool of buyers up substantially. So rather than do what you think or what you heard, I would recommend you do a little education. Pick up, get in the computer, you're here anyway, and dial FHA loan limits, Solano County, and see what you have. See what they are, because quite often they're much more than you think they are. And HUD has always been very responsive to market situations, market conditions. So if you have a problem and the dollars aren't there, you have several ways to go. I know at least two lenders that have in-house products. They're both banks, and they both have in-house products that will renovate houses, purchase or refi, and renovate money up to $3 million. So if you're in San Francisco, as an example, and you have a purchase for $1.5 million, and he wants to put $300,000 into the renovations, this product will work. Okay? It's not an FHA product, but by golly, it doesn't need to be. If you're buying a house for $1.5 million and putting $300,000 into it, or $500,000 or $1 million into it, makes no difference. They're all within the $3 million rate. And you can do them under their in-house products. And the interest rates are extremely competitive. I will tell you that both of them require you to have a bank account in their bank, because it's only for their clients, their banking customers, that they do these loans. So, and I know both of the ones that I'm thinking of right now are national lenders. They loan all over the United States. So I'd like to see if you got some houses on that Hurricane Sandy did in Ocean County, New Jersey, and now they have to be up on stilts. These loans might be just what they need. So don't discount this stuff. The 203K is an amazing product. Renovations loans in general are amazing products. So don't just throw them out the door with a dirty dishwater. Pay attention to what you got. Learn what you need to do. If you see what we're doing here, turn much higher price. Okay, Wilmington, North Carolina, Ballantyne, North Carolina. Those are both high-end districts. Ballantyne has got some beautiful homes. I was looking at one a few years ago. They only wanted $1.5 million for it, but $1.5 million for that was probably $4 or $5 million here in California or in Nevada. So, but these conventional loan products go up to $3 million. They do have a higher down payment, but if anybody that can afford a $3 million house can afford a little higher down payment. So let's see, the 203K loan guarantee program is for purchase or refinance. And if you don't know it, it is for 1 to 4 unit buildings after the renovation. So if you're a realtor and you've got time on your hand, you're waiting on taking your desk time, waiting for a customer to walk in and buy a house from you, get on the computer, do a little research. Have you got an 8-unit building or 6 or 5-unit building that you could pick up for a steal? You know, they're there. They're out there. If you convert it to a 4-unit building, and you'll have to check with the inspection department, make sure your building inspection department find out if, in fact, you can convert it. You know, I bought, gosh, we had one of the clients bought an 8-unit building that had been gutted and sitting there empty for years. When we went to the county to see if we could turn it into a fourplex, they said, turn it into anything. Tear it down. Do anything with it, but it's an eyesore. So they were tickled pink to give us a variance. We didn't even have to go through the process. They said, look, just do it. Just do it. And I said, could we get a letter to that effect? He said, sure. You know, you have my permission. Do this. It was that bad, and they were that interested in getting it renovated. So it makes no sense for you to sit there waiting for someone to walk through the door when you could be looking at these products. Do you know that you could take some of these down to the REIA meeting and say, hey guys, I got an 8-unit building that can be turned into fourplex, 4-bedroom units. Okay. That 8-unit building we had, we went down to the Section 8 and talked to Mrs. Brown and found out that she, when she saw me, I guess I had a reputation there. She said, what rules do you want to break this time, Mr. Young? And I said, no, I don't want to break any rules. I want to bend them. I want them to work for the client. Our client, I didn't feel, was a type of person to be a landlord and do it well. And there are a lot of people on Section 8 that are professional cheaters. I'm sorry, but that's fact. It has nothing to do with their color or anything else. It's just they've learned how to utilize the system. And if their rent, their portion of the rent is under $100, they know that you're not going to boot them out of that building because the rest of the rent is guaranteed in your bank on the first of every month. So if you're a landlord and you're hearing this, or specifically if you're a new landlord and you're hearing this radio show today, give me a call, give me an email, tell me what's going on, and I will show you some shortcuts that will save you thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars over the next few years. You just need to make a couple changes in the way you're doing things, and I think you'll find that'll put you on straight and narrow. Okay, see, we had a 5-unit building once, we turned it into a 4. It had been sitting vacant for years. So I got that, and that was good. So check the zoning department, check with the zoning department, find out if it'll be zoned, and you can change it to 4 units if you can. Wonderful. In the meantime, I want to thank you all for being with us today. Join us next week, Sunday, between 1 and 2 p.m. We've got a surprise for you coming up either next weekend or the weekend after that. Not quite sure yet. We haven't nailed it all down, but the broadcast is coming to you from our Las Vegas office. All of it, we do our best to stay in Las Vegas when we have our Sunday shows. But please bring some questions with you and plan on calling into the program. We have more fun when we have callers, and I think you'll have some fun too. So God bless you, and thanks for being with us.
Tune in every Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time to BBS Radio Station 1 and learn more about making home renovations possible, profitable, and hassle-free. Isn't it time you learned how to make money doing something you loved? Visit 203konline.com now and let's get your home makeover projects done right.